folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You're listening to Financial Survival, and as usual, this is Wednesday, and I'm filling in from Elder Cedarstrom, who's out taking care of the jobs and businesses, and I don't blame her at all. She's a busy lady, and she's dedicated to what she does, so I'm glad she gets an afternoon or day to do what she has to do as far as her business goes. So just me today, me and you, and of course, Wendy Wilson, the first segment of the program, as always. But again, listen to Financial Survival. And to tell you the truth, folks, I plumb forgot to get the markets today. That's my fault. So I apologize for that. I had workers in the office here to right up to the time, and I plumb forgot. So please forgive me. Don't tell Mel that she'll kick me. But anyway, I'm sorry about that. We're going to go to our guest here, Miss Wendy Wilson of Apothecary Herb. Let her share what's on her mind today. Wendy, go ahead.
Well, hey, Pastor. Well, I thought, let me let you pick the topic. Do you want to talk about needle phobia, or do you want to talk about Mind Watch?
Mind Watch. What's that?
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that one.
Okay.
Basically, some new research I came across. This is from the Hill publication of Science, and there's a new way that medical science can monitor your mental health. And it's right now it's going to be designed as a wearable device, but when they upscale it, it'll be wireless. So New York University developed the software for a device that can read your mental health state through your skin. What do you think of that? Yeah.
Wow.
So you may have noticed that, you know, technology being used in your medical care now is moving towards a pretty much no face-to-face visit with your practitioner and to conduct, you know, exams virtually. So this is really another push to use, you know, your phone apps, your emails, your virtual visits instead of actually going to the doctor's office. So it's hands-off medicine. It's becoming very popular, and it won't be long before your artificial intelligence conducts the exam in your virtual visit. Now, human physicians may find themselves out of work as this manifestation of virtual medicine takes root. I think they're in trouble.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Well, here, we're going to cover some of the basics here. It would seem that, you know, the world's kind of leaving no stone unturned and it controls all aspects of your life, medical mandates to reading your emotions and thoughts. So algorithm computer programs actually now are the options for diagnosis, and soon it will read your emotional state and notify your primary care doctor, also known as your computer program. And here's the research. This was at a New York University School of Engineering. It's behind this wearable device. It will soon hit your clinics and psych offices near you. And the project has been in the works for 7 years. And the program is created to read your emotional state, and it's called Novel Interface Engine. And it's designed to monitor your brain activity through electrical impulses in your skin. So think of it as Morse code for body signals, and it's similar to polygraphs, but it's wireless. And so testing the device on some healthy volunteers gave the team their codes to the brain signal pattern, and they called this electrodermal activity. So the skin conducts electrical activity, and it changes on your skin surface depending on what your emotions are. So let's say you're stressed out, there's a situation you're stressed about, or you have a lot of pain or illness, or fatigue or exhaustion, or maybe you're feeling rushed or pressured. This changes the electrical impulses that are on the top of your skin. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so like you have electrical impulses in your body. And,
sure.
Do you remember when you were a little kid, maybe a lightning bolt would hit nearby or something would scare you and you would get what we call goosebumps on your skin?
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
Well, that's called galvanic skin reflect, okay? And it has electrical impulse in it. And so we have electricity in our system. It's in our brain. Our brain's wired because the impulses have to jump the synapse for you to have thought and memory. So it's not, you know, way out there that you have a little bit of electrical impulse in the derma surface of your skin. And now they've figured out a way to read it. Here's a quote from Rosa Faha. She's a biomedical engineer at New York University. She says, "We've developed the first reference engine that can monitor brain activity through the skin in real time and with accuracy, and it has high scalability." Do you know what that means, scalability?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, let's talk about it. Scalability, and I want to wonder about that. This technology could be used for, and I'm thinking it could be used for a lot of types of businesses, like the legal system, your retail stores, your banking, your politics, and even your educational system. So just think about the uses for this. You're in a retail store, you walk through, and they scan you walking in, and they can tell if you're going to be a shoplifter.
Really?
Yeah, based on what electrical activity on your skin, it inspires emotions and thoughts, so they can kind of code it and see if you're in there really to steal something. Or let's say you're in a court and you're on the stand and you're giving testimony, they can tell if you're lying.
That I know it's been going on for a while with lie detector tests, but now this will just be by your skin.
It's just by a scan. Eventually, it'll be a device.
Scan, yeah, just a scan, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
At first, it's going to be a device, but then they want to move it to just a scan. So now, let's say political leaders, they want to keep close tabs on their challengers, or maybe the educational system wants to prevent cheating on tests. Think about the scalability of this thing. So the use of is probably endless, basically, and how would people really know this is happening? They're being scanned by this technology when it does pass and get through the wearables area. So they're going to do it as a wearable at first, but then they're going to move it up to just a scan. So the research did get published in the August 2022 Journal of Computational Biology, Pastor Butch. And additional aspects of this device is they intend to use it to control a person's emotional state. Now, this is where they're crossing the line. They describe it as nudging a person back on track, but we just don't know what all that device will be able to do. And this is the name of the technology. They call it MindWatch. That's what it's called. So here's a quote from Dr. Fahad again, who says, "We hope to eventually have the device that can not only monitor a person's mental state, but offer nudges to help them go back to a more neutral state of mind when under stress." She says, inferring atomic nervous system activation from a wireless device in real time opens the door for new opportunities for monitoring and improving mental health and cognitive engagement. She says the device has the potential for other health benefits beyond adjusting a person's mental state. Do you want your mental state adjusted, Pastor Butch?
Well, I won't say it doesn't need help once in a while, but no, not without it don't.
Right, because I'm thinking, what is stopping someone to use such technology to maybe brainwash and remote a person to do their bidding? In other words, for example, let's nudge someone to jump off the building and collect the life insurance.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So brainwashing or nudging is what we're talking about here. They can remote somebody. Actually, you know about remoting, don't you? I can tell you what it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it sounds like to me your artificial intelligence world that is being developed here will want not only to take your wealth, your freedom, but also your mind as well. And International Journal of Clinical Experimental Hypnosis, this was back in 1963, they said this: a study conducted in the 60s found a high positive correlation between basal skin resistance and the depth of hypnotic states. So we're talking about the electrical impulse on your skin and hypnosis here. So a lot of times when they brainwash people, they put them in a hypnotic state and they give them a password or a code to activate them later on when they want them to go do something, and then they have no memory of doing it. See? So you may be asking, well, where would they be scanning you? Well, according to the research, the hands and the feet are the best place to scan for electrodermal activity. And this makes sense because, if you were nervous, you'd get sweaty palms, right? So you're telling people you're nervous, right? Now, most people have their hands visible while they're out in public. unless it's cold, and then you have gloves on, you know. But the public is going to hear these scans are harmless and can determine important health conditions, such as if someone's going to have a seizure, or mental health vulnerabilities, maybe someone's going to be schizophrenic, or physical performance issues, or lie detection, or even a diagnosis. So people are going to be sold on the good part.
Convenience of it.
Yeah, but they're not going to be told. They're not going to be told about how this device can be used for evil, say. Now let's look at a little bit of history of proof for a second, because according to the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, the electrodermal activity research has been going on, get this, Pastor Butch, since 1879. That's a long time.
Wow. Yes, it is.
Yep. It was done by French scientists. Okay, they're the ones that kind of figured out, you know, goosebumps, if you will. And back then, they were linking it to sweat glands and thus the sweaty palms when you get nervous, too. So, but it has been the most recent research that has linked your electrodermal activity to what is called pathopsychological applications, right? And the algorithm software is very mathematical in assessing your electrodermal activities. So the research in technology, and this type of technology, it's going to be used by your social science area, your engineering, and also medicine. Now, research is reporting that with electrodermal activity, there is a constant amplitude of AC voltage on your skin, Pastor Butch. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yep. You got some AC voltage right now. And it allows for the collection of signals. It's like you're broadcasting. And they have devices now that can pick this up, right?
Gee.
I think it's creepy.
It is creepy. I mean, they'll install them in stores and airports and everywhere else. I mean, everywhere you go.
Right. And so you have to wonder how this is really going to interface with 5G, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, they've got a lot of tech influence now in healthcare, and, you know, they kind of, that's what a narcissist does. They kind of sell you on something that's good for you. It's for your benefit, and then, you know, you get the whammy afterwards. It's really not for your benefit. It's for their benefit. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you have to notice that, you know, since the introduction of a lot of technology that's happened, recently, it's having some negative influences on society, because constant security updates, viruses, hacking, the polarization of society, there's a significant loss of trust and lots of loss of disrespect. And the world has, you know, lost its morals, basically. And when you have a void like this, it gets filled with selfish pleasures. And a majority of what you give up with technology now, as we tread this course, is, you know, you have a loss of privacy, you have a loss of freedom and prosperity. That's what we're on this path of. And our lives will change, and so will the ownership of them. Now, that's even scarier.
Say that again. And so will what of their lives?
Okay, so a majority don't want to give up their technology these days. They're very attached to their phones.
Right.
And so on this course, it's set for you to lose privacy, freedom, and prosperity. But our lives will change, of course. But so will the ownership of it.
Now, that's the key thing. That's all control. That's all it's about is control. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Go ahead. That's good. I mean, that's good, but it's bad. Go ahead.
it's profound, and people need to, you know, kind of wake up to that, because, you know, if you don't have control of your mind, you don't have control of anything. Really?
Very true. Very true.
So,
and I'm convinced that's why they put so many children on the mind altering drugs already. You know that.
Yeah. That's that serotonin uptake inhibitor stuff.
Sure, exactly.
And I just did a show on medical science was saying that the serotonin was responsible for depression. They lied. It was all a theory that was never proven. So what they did is, when you elevate serotonin to such a level, it anesthetizes the part of the brain where you may be depressed, but it also anesthetizes the part of the brain where you have empathy. So what you create is people that are still depressed, but they just don't care. They don't care about anything or anybody, really. They're narcissists. They make you a narcissist that way.
Gee.
I know. So, you know, science knows just enough to be ugly, to be a danger.
Yeah.
So the Bible does promise us, as you know, Pastor Butch, that we can have a sound mind if we stay close to the Lord and wear that whole armor of God. So your mind will be protected. He guarantees that. So the Lord created the mind, so he can protect the mind. Also, you know, it's a good thing to make sure you have good nutrition in the system, like vitamins and minerals, because the nervous system, you need certain nutrients so that you won't be depressed. You won't experience mood swings. You won't be vulnerable to stress. So I like to use our body food mix here at Apothecary Herbs. It covers the gamut of that nutrition. I throw it in lemonade and I'm good to go. Helps you deal with stress a lot better. But we do have some other stress-relieving formulas, anti-anxiety. So you don't have to go the drug route, which has a lot of, risk and side effects. So God made sure we had alternatives, Pastor Butch. He did.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if we would just be wise and stay away from the so-called medical profession when they offer these things. You know, I just wrote an article that's going to be put out coming out soon online and titled Living in Darkness. I mean, people get depressed and discouraged and angry, and they go to the doctor for a fix. It gives them some kind of drug. They'll fix them temporarily. Then it gets worse. You got to have more. Then they find them on the streets because it's cheaper on the streets, and it's probably a doctor's office. And it keeps going from there to the point they become slaves to this stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it. It's a business model. I mean, there's no money in curing people. That's how they look at it. So they make you... kind of like on the hamster wheel of medical care. You don't really get sick. Your situation is managed.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's not a cure, folks. That's just not a cure.
As a matter of fact, they discourage even saying the word cure any longer. It's almost almost slow.
I know. So. Well, the thing is, in the medical textbooks, under a medical definition of a cure, it's to put you back in your original state of wellness. Now, I ask people, if you're on heart meds, diabetic meds, antidepressants, any of these things, are you in your original state of wellness? No, you're not. You know? You're just not. You're functioning because the drug metabolically is a crutch for a system that's not working well. And
it covers the symptoms. Covers the symptoms. But give you a number, go around out of town. What's your number? How can they contact you?
Okay, yeah, 866-229-3663. We're having a summer sale, 25% off. Details are online at thepowerherbs.com or call 866-229-3663.
Wendy, as usual, an excellent job exposing what's coming down the road. Mm-hmm. And folks, that technology is already here. It's not coming, it's here.
Right.
So there you go. Thank you, Wendy. I'll see you next week, Lord willing. Talk to you soon. Folks, back at the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Folks, we're back in. This is Pastor Butch Paul filling for Wendy. No, from Melody Cederstrom with Financial Survival. And I do have some market reports for you now. I hope you don't mind being a little bit late with them, but honest, was kind of busy here for a little while. But anyway, we'll get to some metals, okay? All the metals were down today. Sad, but it is true. Gold was down $9.90 to $17.79.80. Silver took a big hit, folks, down $1.46 to $19.92. Platinum was down 0.58% to $937.56. Palladium was down 0.23% to $21.30.13. Dow was down a little bit, 171.69 to $33.980. NASDAQ was down 164.43 to $17.938. S&P was down 31.16 to $42.7404. USDX actually was up a little bit, 0.14 to 106.64, and oil was also down $1.19 to 87.72. So I have noticed the price of gas is dropping a little bit. I did not get the foreign markets, so I hope you forgive me for that. But nonetheless, gas prices are still continuing to drop here in West Virginia and nowhere near where they ought to be. But they are going down. In the meantime, everything else is still going up. We got quite a few articles I want to share with you today. And I'm going to start with one that's a little bit lengthy, but it's written by Peter Schiff. Now, I'm not always a Peter Schiff fan. I don't agree with everything he's done in the past as far as I thought investments should be, but that's what he does. But some of his writings are right on the money, and I want to share this one with you because it talks about what's coming down. He calls it a massive financial crisis. And, folks, we just want to face the fact that we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the iceberg. Peter Schiff warns U.S. faces a massive financial crisis. Economists expect much larger problems than 2008 when the defaults start. The economist and gold bug Peter Schiff usually has a lot to say, and this week's Schiff explained during an interview that he believes the U.S. will face a financial crisis worse than 2008's Great Recession. Schiff explains that the U.S. has a lot more debt than it did back then, and insists America's economic downturn is going to be a much bigger crisis when the defaults start. Now, to back up his point on America's debt has grown tremendously, folks, since 2008. My goodness, that's been 14 years ago. Imagine, just last year, what was paid out in so-called benefits to people. Billions, trillions of dollars. While Peter Schiff detailed that he would liquidate his Euro-Pacific Bank, the economist sat down to discuss American economy with the anchor and producer of Kitco News, David Lynn. The day before he spoke with Lynn, Schiff explained that even though inflation is seemingly cooling, he believes the trend will not last. Paradoxically, investors are selling dollars and buying gold on a lower than expected rise in the July CPI. I just think the Fed will adopt a less aggressive policy, Schiff said on Twitter. They're right to sell dollars and buy gold, but for the wrong reasons. The decline in inflation is only temporary. While speaking on the Kitco News broadcast, Schiff further explained in greater detail why he thinks America's economic downturn will be more than ugly than 2008 economic decline. Schiff said that if the Federal Reserve keeps raising interest rates, then a financial crisis is inevitable. 2008 was about bad debt, the gold bug, and economic stress. It was about people borrowing money, and they couldn't pay it back. The collateral for the loans was no good because it was real estate and prices went down. Well, we have much more debt now than we had in 2008, and so this is going to be a much bigger crisis when the defaults start. This time around, however, America's financial giants won't get bailed out, Schiff said, noted. The economist remarked, when they fail, it's going to be a lot worse except with inflation too high and the Fed fighting inflation. There's no TARP 2.0. All these banks are going to have to be followed, allowed to fail. Now think about that, folks. The banks failing. What would that mean if you have your money in the bank invested somehow through the economic system? Schiff's comments followed the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics' July Consumer Price Index report, which reflected a year-over-year increase of 8.5%. Following the CPI report, U.S. President Joe Biden was criticized a great deal when he said the American economy has 0% inflation in July. Biden's commentary followed the U.S. government attempting to redefine the technical definition of the word recession. If you believe the official CPI, then prices that are already very high did not get any higher during the month of July, Schiff said. The Kitco show host, he also added, I don't think that's something to celebrate. It's not like consumers actually got the relief of prices coming down. There's no doubt in my mind that we will get a higher number than 9.1%. We are nowhere near done with this inflation problem. It is going to be here for years and years, and probably the remainder of this decade and then some. Now, folks, let that sink in a minute. Schiff's commentary about the official CPI numbers follows a post published on ShiffGold.com the same day, which claims the Bureau of Labor Statistics CPI calculation used a government formula that understates the actual rise in prices. Additionally, statistics from ShadowStats.com, alternative inflation chart, shows inflation is much higher than official reports. Metrics from the Trueflation Index also indicate a much higher inflation rate than CPI, with August 14 data of 9.41%. During Schiff's interview with Lynn, the economist said he expects a massive financial crisis and major issues with the U.S. dollar. When the dollar fails, he expects gold and silver values to skyrocket. Now, that's exactly what I keep saying. The dollar is going to fail. Hang on to your medals, folks. Don't panic. It's going to turn around like you're not going to believe. And buy more if you can. The dollar has risen so far in the early stages of this big inflation because investors are delusional about the Fed's ability to contain inflation and bring it back down to 2%. Schiff concluded, when they wake up to reality, that inflation is going to be way above 2% indefinitely. Then the dollar is going to fall through the floor, and then gold and silver will go through the roof. Now, that's a fact. Folks, that's a fact. We've seen it happen before. You've seen it happen before. Gold, the year before last, hit a record high. It's been bouncing around now in the $1,700, $1,800 mark. It dropped down to $2,000 better on back down. Silver went up to, I don't remember exactly, $29, $30 an ounce. Now it's back to $19, but it will go up again. As the dollar devalues, folks, and it will, the dollar will devalue. That's what inflation is all about, the dollar is devaluing. When it goes to nothing, or near nothing, gold and silver assets are going to go through the roof. Not the first time in history it's happened, folks. Not the first time at all. Stick with your investments. Don't back up on that. Target stores profit plunges 90% as inflation worry shoppers pull back. And I do not feel sorry for Target. They were the first major store to have unisex bathrooms. I will not go to a Target store. I haven't shopped in a Target store for years. Not going to go now. If they go under, too bad for them. But I don't feel sorry for them. God's judgment upon this country is here. And businesses like Target that allows its perversion, then so be it. But anyway, Target reported profits plunged 90% in the second quarter, falling far short of expectations as inflation worry customers pull back on spending on non-essential items. Retailers, including Target, have been forced to cut prices on general merchandise such as clothing, electronics, and home goods because of excess inventory goods. Consumers had to shift more of their spending to higher-priced food and gasoline. But Target reported that its price cuts did little good. It ended the quarter with a 1.5% more inventory than it had 3 months earlier and 36% more than it had a year ago. Let me repeat that now, folks. After cutting the prices, they ended up with 1.5% more on the quarter than they had 3 months ago and 36% more than they had a year ago. Now, this was during the COVID pretty much shutdown, wasn't it? The company said it reduced the amount of discretionary items it held in warehouses, but Target noted the sales on those items put significant pressure on our near-term profitability. Target's quarterly net income fell $183 million, down significantly from $1.8 billion during the same period a year ago. Now, $1.8 billion compared to $183 million. That is a chunk of change difference. Plus, adjusted earnings of 39 cents a share were far below the 72 cents forecast by analysts surveyed by Refinitiv. Sales of $26 billion were up slightly from a year ago and roughly in line with forecasts. So this is what we're seeing. Stores, that's huge, that big, Target stores, which were being a mainstay for years, starting to cut back on inventory, lower prices, trying to move inventory, and still losing money. What's next? I don't know. What's going to happen when the businesses like this that are that big, including Walmart and others, can no longer maintain their functioning? We would know Walmart's laying people off. Could they hire back a bunch more for the holidays? You know, they usually do. I have no idea. Will the holidays make a turnaround, be a turnaround for all the businesses? This year, I don't think so. I could be wrong. I surely could be wrong. But I don't think so. Unless there's a huge drop in inflation in food and gasoline and other essentials in life, I don't see this year's so-called Christmas holiday being a blowout. I don't see it. And folks, let's face it, we're almost in September. It's not forever away. And I see no let-up yet in prices in our grocery stores. Gasoline, a little bit, yes. Still outrageously high, but it has come down. Now, for you folks that understand Bible, understand the Mark the Beast system and technology, as Winnie just described to us, a technology that's going to be able to scan you or look at your skin and tell whether you're what you're in your mind, so to speak. And this is technology, folks. It's about control. It's about being able to guide people where they want to go, whether they want to or not. Well, dozens of Whole Foods stores allow customers to pay with palm print biometric data. For years, back prior to 2000, I told people that biometrics will be one of the biggest contributors to the beast system. The number, the biometric means a number of you. Bio means a living entity. Metric, the biometric means that you, the living entity, which is you, has been numbered. You have been numbered. Your facial scan is a number of your face. It's like a fingerprint. It's numbered. So your number, a man's number, a unique number given to you by a creator, is going to be brought into a system to be controlled, manipulated, and forced into doing things that maybe they normally wouldn't do because they won't be able to eat or buy or sell without it. Amazon's palm reading payment technology will expand to dozens of Whole Foods locations across California. Now, I know this was California. Folks, California is an experimental region to what's going to happen across country. Shoppers will be able to pay for groceries by scanning a palm of their hand at checkout devices instead of using cash or a card, as this is more evidence of the emergence of a cashless society. The Verge reported that 65 Whole Foods stores in California will soon get the new payment technology. This is the most extensive rollout by e-commerce giant since announcing the payment system in 2020. Customers can set up Amazon One by registering their palm print using a kiosk or a point-of-sale station at participating stores. To register, you need to provide a payment card and phone number, agree to Amazon's terms of service, and share an image of your palms. Once completed, you can take items to the checkout and not have to take out your wallet or even your phone. A hover of your hand over the device is all that is needed to pay and leave. Amazon One has been pilot tested at Whole Foods and stores in Los Angeles, Austin, Seattle, and New York. See, folks, it's not just California. Amazon said customers had found the new payment system more convenient to check out. Though privacy concerns emerged last year by the group of lawmakers who raised questions about the mega corporation collecting biometric data of customers, of course they collect it. And of course they'll share it. They'll get paid to share it. They will share it. So understand, this is convenient. just like a credit card is more convenient than cash. A debit card is just more convenient carrying money, is it not? Wouldn't you think that we would figure it out sooner or later that this is in saving us further into a system that's going to be cashless and therefore more controlled? Shouldn't that be something we think about? I'd be concerned about, I would think. Maybe not. Apparently not. People are not paying much attention to it yet. Now, we all know about the bailouts that was given to businesses during the COVID situation. You realize, right? You know that happened, right? Would you believe that some of America's wealthy people, including Tom Brady, Khloe Kardashian, Reese Witherspoon, Kanye and Nancy Pelosi's husband took millions in PPP loans, and they all have been forgiven? Now, this, folks, listen to this. This is just unthinkable. But it's America today. Celebrities including Kanye West, Jay-Z, and Khloe Kardashian received millions in government PPP as Payment Protection Program loans set up for desperate businesses hit by COVID pandemic. DailyMail.com can now reveal the exact amounts that these millionaires took via the government program. Kanye West Yeezy LLC borrowed $2,363,585 with $1,772,689 being spent on payroll for 106 staff. Khloe Kardashian Good American LLC had a loan of $1,245,405 approved on April 14, 2020. Mostly payoff for 10 workers. The full amount plus interest was forgiven. That's what was Kanye West. In most cases, the loans have been forgiven so that the full amount, including interest, will not have to be repaid despite the owner's wealth. So, Ms. Pelosi's husband, Reese Witherspoon, Tom Brady, were given millions of dollars in grants, if you will. Supposed to pay it back. But they've been forgiven. The loans have been forgiven, so they pocketed all this money at our expense. Isn't that just wonderful to know that you and I, people like Khloe Kardashian, Tom Brady, and Pelosi's husband, and others, with our hard-earned dollars. You say, well, preacher, that didn't cost me anything. Yeah, it did. You're still paying it. Every time you pay a tax, you're paying this kind of debt. And you know, we're not going to pay it off. It's not going to happen. Just the idea, though, that they were robbed from us, people that can't afford this, to give these millionaires a break, especially people like Pelosi's husband. Both of them are crooks and low, about the lowest life form on earth. And they're benefiting at our expense. Shouldn't be anything new, though, should it? Shouldn't surprise. This has been happening for years. It's just done more out in the open because they don't care if they are caught. They're above prosecution. That's going to happen to them. Understand that. After the break, we're going to discuss some things, folks, that we mentioned before in the program about going to civil war in this country. Now, this will be something I'm going to share with you that I'm not saying, but the FBI is saying, and why they're saying it. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Folks, we're back again. Pastor Butch Paul filling for Melody Cederstrom today for Financial Survival. And you need to call her up. And folks, if you can do it now, get some precious metals. One day soon, you're going to see these metals go through the roof value-wise. It may be some way that you can protect your home and your family's assets in the very near future. I know that benefited me over and over again for what I've done in the past 30 years, basically, trying to buy a little bit of silver when I could. Paying off my home and everything earlier than normal, way earlier than I should have. It's been a blessing to me. But call her up at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. And do it, if you don't just do it for yourself, do it for your children and grandchildren. Try leaving something behind of value that will help them in their lives, folks. The Bible tells us that a wise man, a good man, leaves a inheritance for his children. We should try to do that, if at all possible. Now, talk about a situation. It's already started in this country. It's coming, going to get a lot worse real soon. Trump warns terrible things are going to happen in U.S. after a sneak attack FBI raid. Former President Donald Trump warned Monday that the temperature has to be brought down in the country, or terrible things are going to happen before accusing the FBI of a sneak attack raid on his Florida estate last week. The country is in a very dangerous position, Trump told Fox News Digital in his first interview since the August 8th search. There's tremendous anger, like I've never seen before, over all the scams, and this new one, years of scams and witch hunts, and now this. Is there anything we can help do? I and my people will certainly be willing to do that, the 45th president continued. News of the raid caused outrage among the former president's supporters, with the FBI and Department of Homeland Security warning this weekend a spike in threats to law enforcement. The people of this country are not going to stand for another scam, said Trump, who claimed that he and his legal team had contacted the Justice Department and offered to assist in this investigation into whether the former president violated these three federal laws dealing with government information. The former president told Fox News Digital that his team has not heard yet from the DOJ. I think they would want the same thing now. I've never seen anything like this, he said. It's a very dangerous time for our country. And folks, I'm getting warning against other places too that Trump is going to be prosecuted with maybe probably trumped up charges, of course. He's going to be prosecuted. And people are going to go ballistic. We have to stop and think a little bit. This is probably playing what the other side wants us to do. Years ago, back in the 70s, Henry Kissinger said, now this is a paraphrase, I don't remember the whole thing. Right now, Americans will be up in arms if they brought UN troops into the streets. But one day they will welcome the UN troops into the streets to keep the peace. It's coming to America. America is disintegrating into a state of frustration and anger that it's never been before, at least since the war between the states. Mercer County man charged with threats to kill FBI agents after Mar-a-Lago research. So Mercer County man charged with threats to kill FBI agents. The Mercer County man threatened online to murder FBI agents after the Bureau's search of former President Donald Trump's Florida estate last week, saying, "Come and get me, you piece of expletive feds, and I'm going to expletive slaughter you," according to a federal complaint filed Monday in Pittsburgh. Adam Bias, 46, a self-described adventure photographer from Pittsburgh, is charged in the U.S. District Court with influencing, impeding, or retaliating against federal law enforcement officers. He appeared briefly by video before a federal magistrate judge on Monday afternoon and will remain in U.S. custody, pending a detention hearing on Thursday. The judge said that she'd likely appoint a lawyer for him after she had a chance to review his financial records. According to FBI affidavit, Mr. Bias issued a variety of threats on Gab, I don't know what Gab is, I guess some kind of on face or a Facebook type thing, after the August 8th search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago complex, in which agents removed boxes of classified documents. He's arrested for making terroristic threats, I guess, against federal agencies. I don't know what to think about that. I don't know how we could how to say what about that. Will arresting him stop it? No, it's not going to stop it, because now the FBI is warning, false flag incoming. FBI warns of dirty bomb and civil war. Now, this is not me saying this, folks. I'm not the one saying this. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says that the threat of civil war is increasing. I think all of us can see that. Wait till you can't afford to buy groceries or the grocery store on the shelf. Then tell me what you're going to do. A bulletin from the Department of Homeland Security and FBI was sent to law enforcement agencies warning of increased threats following the FBI's execution of a search warrant at former President Trump's Florida estate. The DHS and FBI also said that a threat involved a dirty bomb that will be placed in front of FBI headquarters. In the days since a warrant at Mar-a-Lago was executed, the FBI and DHS have allegedly seen an increase in violent threats against law enforcement, judiciary, and government personnel, including a particular threat to a place called dirty bomb in front of a so-called dirty bomb in front of FBI headquarters, according to the bulletin. When people can no longer access the ballot box to change their futures and take out tyrants, it's hard to say this, but the left is a bullet box. Looks like we're heading that way, doesn't it? I don't think there's very much doubt that 2020 election was stolen. I don't think that's even any longer a doubt, although you never hear this in mainstream media. I have no doubt that this was a rigged election. I mean, in our area, you never saw, I may saw two signs during before election supporting Biden and Harris. I just don't believe that this election was above board. But of course, it's not the first one it's happened to. Same thing happened under Obama when he got over 100% of all the votes in certain precincts, over 100% of all the eligible votes in a precinct. That's pretty good, my friends. 100% is unbelievable, but more than that, it's even more unbelievable. So I have no doubt that this election was rigged. But the point of it is, the people can't do anything about it. Those who the protests on January 6th of last year are now facing, well, many of them are in jail. Some already committed suicide. I understand it's not over yet. So they've been kind of pushed into a corner, are they not? Being pushed into a corner. And that's on a national scale this happened with, of course, the election. But on the local scale, we're seeing people getting angry because towns like Kalamazoo, Michigan, pass an ordinance that people can defecate in the street and urinate in the streets and nothing can be done about it. They can crap on your store step, you grow your restaurant step, and nobody can do anything about it. This is people getting angry for a lot of reasons. They're perverting their children in public schools with the Black Lives Matter baloney and all these other things happening with the drag queens coming in teaching children and parading transgenders in front of the children, telling them they can change their sex as early as 3 years old. Yeah, they're getting angry. They haven't been able to stop it. They go to a school meeting and complain. They're called terrorists. They call the law on them. People are getting angry. Society's crumbling around us and people are tired of it. This article here says it's scary. North Portland families sell their homes to escape homeless camps and crime. Homeless camps along the Peninsula Crossing Trail have prompted some nearby families to sell their homes. For sale signs lined what were once sought after neighborhoods in North Portland. Many families are selling their homes due to an increase in violence in homeless camps in that area. It makes you not feel like that great living about living here, said Greg Dilks, who has lived in North Portland for 30 years. It makes living in this neighborhood harder, not as a congenial as it could be. Dilks said the homeless camps along the Peninsula Crossing Trail near his home have changed the area. It's the first time in a long time that we've actually seriously thought about moving, he said. Mental health, drug addiction, and just not having access to housing, added Mark Smith, who shared the backyard with the camp. Smith said he and his partner often don't feel safe walking along alone or tending their gardens. Every day, if we go from one end of the street to the other, we are confronting some very difficult situations. People are really in dire straits. It's a little scary because I know there's mental illness, and that concerned me, said Smith's partner, Maria Innocencio. So inner cities are crumbling also. This is happening all over the country, but mainly in what we call blue states. They're purely socialist. Oregon is a socialist state. California is a socialist state. Actually, the whole nation is a socialist nation. But some places are pockets of this even worse than is here. So understand that this is a sign of a decaying society, and people are getting concerned and angry. Here's another article going on the same thing. Asian Americans are buying guns in record numbers. Vivian Moon, a real estate agent and artist, has never felt particularly afraid as a woman living alone in Buena Park, a small California city outside Los Angeles. But when violent attacks against Asian women and seniors increased across the U.S. early last year, she became disillusioned with the police's ability and willingness to protect people who looked like her. So like many other Americans of Asian descent, she decided to buy a gun. I realized I had to take ownership of how I want to live my life, said Moon, who's 33 years old. In the years since, Moon has said she'd made an effort to reach out and teach her friends, many of whom are women of color, about gun safety. As a Korean woman who grew up in the 1990s, Moon is also inspired by the legacy of the Los Angeles uprising and the armed Korean immigrants who defended their businesses on rooftops when riots broke out in South Central. Back then, Korean Americans took a stand and took the safety into their own hands, she said. Gun ownership has raised soared to record highs during the pandemic as more than 5 million people became first-time owners, according to the trade organization National Shooting Sports Foundation. That includes Asian Americans, as videos of anti-Asian violence began flooding social media and cable news. Gun sales to Asian Americans, though still significantly lower than those of other racial groups, rose an estimated 43%. When a people become so afraid and that they don't trust the cops because the cops don't show an ability or a willingness to even to protect them, why wouldn't they arm themselves? Why wouldn't they be concerned? That is not really a benefit to society as far as a society crumb like this. It's not a good thing as far as economics go, because businesses that are under these situations will shut down. We have businesses closing, even grocery stores and department stores shutting down because they can't keep doors open. People still are blind, and nothing's done. Again, places like California and Oregon are part of Washington State are part of the situation that's going on in. So, understand this is part of a decaying society, folks. Prepare yourself financially as best you can. Get durable food. Buy a water filter that you can depend on. On my radio show, we have a food company that sells advertiser program, Canumana Foods. It's totally, completely non-GMO foods. Great, delicious, nutritious food for sale. But they're having a hard time getting supplies, including and mostly meat right now. We also offer water filters, folks, that are right now available while they last. But on top of that, the world's still in going further into chaos in the world itself, and this is fulfilling Matthew 24. Turkey and Syria are going to war. Turkey strikes northern Syria, killing at least 17 as cross-border offensive looms. Tuesday into Wednesday has witnessed a heavy fighting between Kurdish YPG and Turkish forces along the Syrian border with Kobane, at a moment Turkish President Erdogan's planned large-scale cross-border offensive looms. Already there are Turkish media reports claiming that Turkish military convoys entered Jarablus, northern Syria, with unverified social media photos circulating that purport to show convoys amassing. Turkey's shelling of Syria's Kurdish positions has reportedly killed and wounded civilians, including a 14-year-old child. And a series of airstrikes have hit Syrian government border posts, killing 17. However, it's unclear how many among these were Syrian national troops, Kurdish militia fighters, or pro-government militia members who fight alongside the army. Folks, Syria's mentioned the Bible, by the way. Damascus, Syria's mentioned the Bible being one of the last signs, and when Damascus is attacked and leveled, it's a sign of the last days coming to culmination. I'm serious. It's in your Bible. It's a sign of the last things. When Damascus is attacked and pretty much leveled, that means that we're living in the last days according to the Bible. So we will see what happens. I don't know. We will see. And in a way, some good news very quickly. University of Alabama sororities reject membership of transgender applicant. Praise God. Sororities of the University of Alabama took a stand against political correctness and denied a biological male attempting to join their groups. University of Alabama biological male student Grant Sykes attempted to join the sororities on campus but was denied. He documented his quest on TikTok and racked up millions of views, but ultimately did not achieve the goal of gaining access to the sorority. Unfortunately, this chapter is closed, Sykes complained on Instagram. This recruitment journey is over for me. Being dropped from my last house this morning during primary recruitment at the University of Alabama doesn't come as a surprise, considering out of the almost 20 chapters, I was dropped by every single one except two before day one. I'm hopeful for a future where everyone's welcome for just being themselves, sexual deviants or not, huh, Mr. Sykes? Everywhere, he preached. So, folks, thank God there's still some sense left in some places, and one of them is the University of Alabama. Thank you, ladies, for doing that. Folks, I'll be back with you Friday. Mel, I'll be with you tomorrow. Dave, have a wonderful night. Good night.
Bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.